Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
What's trending on the ice? Sabres lost last night. South Buffalo's Patrick Kane sank the Sabres 7-3 in Detroit. Wheeze. He's in, I don't want to say twilight, but he's a 36-year-old NHL player.
Yeah.
Playing like a college kid yesterday.
Mm.
Patty Kane, 2 goals, 3 assists, leading the Red Wings to a 7.
We're just not a good hockey team.
I didn't say that.
Oh, I did.
I said he played tremendously well. 7-3 final score last night. Red Wings over the Sabres. Tariff talk. There are new tariffs going into effect today, and it's not just the U.S.-Canada tariff border beef happening. Obviously, there's tariffs with China. China said no to Walmart, by the way, when Walmart said, hey, could you lower prices? They said it's unreasonable, so there's that. Mexico, they got issues. Throw a few more countries in. Europe, all of you, tariffs. It's getting real. The leader of Ontario is set to visit D.C. in tariff talks, and I believe those talks occur today. Doug Ford, dude with the hat.
This and, you should know, be interesting.
Yeah, you got to, and he's got this Trump swagger to him, or Tommy Boy, I don't know. Doug Ford, Premier of Ontario, and it's different there because just because you're Premier, you don't represent the country technically, but whatever. He's going to be in D.C. doing tariff talks with the Secretary of Commerce. And I wonder if he wears the trucker cap, the one that says Canada's not for sale.
Yeah.
So,
can we just get along?
Thank you.
I need my power.
The tariff things.
Yeah.
Well, you've got your power. They put that on. They're not doing that quite yet, Weez. I'll tell you when it blacks out.
I'm borrowing Jen's generator.
Sure. You can borrow it. I need a neutral party to explain to me before this, like how much we were paying in tariffs versus the other countries. And my question is, were we giving the farm away? And so now we're just trying to equal it out. And then that seems reasonable to me. Like, why wouldn't we have the same
tariffs? It's funny, Jane. It's item by item.
Right.
It's product by product, item by item. So some places there were tariffs. Some countries want to protect their industry.
So they
would put tariffs on a product specifically from the U.S. so that their own industry would thrive.
Like Canada tariffs dairy from us. Like, it's ridiculous. It's like 200% tariff. But, you know, they're protecting their dairy products.
But was that, like, each of these different tariffs, was that in a negotiation with a country when two leaders get together and they're like, okay, well, we'll let you do this.
Part of NAFTA, which is a trade agreement with North American countries.
Which we've ripped up.
That doesn't include China. That doesn't include Europe or Australia, which is now thrown into the mix.
Right.
So I would say there probably needs to be a reckoning of tariffs globally. And this may be the catalyst for that. It's getting ugly.
A reckoning of tariffs globally. I would like to see a list.
Yeah.
Of all the tariffs like we're paying, and like what the countries are charging us, and so then if the country's getting a better deal, maybe we do the same.
Well, it's the other way around. They charge tariffs for stuff coming in. So let's say you have a milk plant, or you use milk product in Canada. If you want to use U.S. dairy product to bring in, you would pay a tariff to bring it in, making an American product undesirable because it's too expensive. So the tariff kind of works on the other side. So we need reciprocal tariffs, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be the fair thing to do.
But here's the thing. We complain about that, yet we're tariffing Australia and the U.K.
Sure.
And they get way more from us than we get from them. So, we're talking out of both.
It's not an even playing field with everybody.
Right.
I don't know.
Figure it out.
I think just a phrase on a hat will solve everything. That seems to be the biggest point with everybody. The big topic yesterday was socks in the White House.
Why?
So they're doing a little sit down with the leader of Ireland, and the president can't get over J.D. Vance's socks. because they had four-leaf clovers on them.
Mm.
And now, bright, shiny object, this guy is thrown off. Like, the meeting's done. Can't focus on anything else because he can't get over the Veeps socks. That was, I noticed that yesterday. Hey, I noticed that Sonny and Butch's ride has been delayed as well.
Mm.
Launch pad problem. It was an evening takeoff for the SpaceX flight. That's been delayed. It was supposed to take off yesterday. They had hydraulic issues on the ground or some technical issue on the ground. Craft is fine. Looks like they'll try again on Friday to go give a ride back to Sonny and Butch.
Mm.
So there is that. Trackstar's been charged. When we talked about yesterday, Trackstar caught on camera hitting her opponent in the head at a state championship track meet. Charged with an assault charge after the clip went viral. And she's claimed, totally an accident, I lost my balance, flailing the baton around. You might have a different thought when you see the video, but whatever. She has apologized again and again, and now she's been charged with assault. That's just kind of a bad situation now.
Well, she did wind up and bash the girl on the head when you see the video.
Well, that's what you see on the video, but that's not what she says happens.
Well, that's fine, but it's what she did. I gave her every possibility watching it saying, watching her arms, like maybe it was like, you know how runners sometimes will really... Well, I mean, you had to. She swung, wound up around, and bashed the poor girl.
Well, she, she was losing her balance.
Okay. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was losing the race, is what maybe. She was losing.
Well, yeah. Losing something. Well, she took action. Mm. So, there you go.
Yeah.
Officially now, court's getting involved and charged with assault. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:26.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.